Walt Monagan is an Alaskan well known to many as a man of public service. He is the former Commissioner of Public Safety and the former Anchorage Chief of Police. Monagan now serves as President and CEO of the Alaska Native Justice Center, but more than four decades ago, he was a teenage Marine spending Christmas a long way from home.
43 years ago this Christmas day, I sat up on my bunk in Camp Pendleton and stared across the empty barracks. Everyone else had a better place to be that morning. This was my first Christmas away from home and family. So I drove off base onto Oceanside, then a small town just outside of our gates. Everything seemed closed, and not feeling at all hungry, I parked on the beach and walked out on a long wooden pier. I was leaning against a wooden railing, watching the waves, feeling quite sorry for myself when suddenly I was inspired and strolled back to my car, jumped in, and drove to a remote part of the base where some Marines I had trained with were stationed. "Merry Christmas! Who wants to go find some breakfast?" They all hesitated just a moment, but jumped up and piled into my sedan. We sat in a rather crowded Oceanside Denny's, ate the food that only 18 and 19-year-olds should eat, and when we requested our bill, the manager walked over behind a waitress and told us that the other patrons had chipped in for our meal. Dumbstruck, we slowly made our way to leave, but at the door we turned and shouted aloud, "Thank you and Merry Christmas to everyone." The room erupted with waves and wishes for happy holidays to us as well. Feeling a little better, we drove and explored the mostly closed small towns along Interstate 5 that surrounded our base. We shared coffee and hot cocoa and walked the beach until we got hungry again. Since we now had more cash, we sought out a fancier place for our Christmas supper. We ordered and ate the best we could afford, and when we asked for our check, our waiter brought over an older gentleman. He put his hand on my shoulder and leaned over all of us at the table and said, "My boy is a Marine and in Vietnam tonight. I can't buy his dinner, but I sure as hell can buy all of yours." Speechless for a second time, we looked at him with our mouths open for just a moment until one of my buddies asked, "Sir, then will you join us for dessert?" The smiling waiter pulled over another chair, and our patron settled in amongst us. An hour or so must have passed until our benefactor rose to his feet to bid us farewell. We lined up and each gave him a handshake and a hug as if he were a favorite uncle. With his eyes filling with tears, he exclaimed, "Tonight, you are all my boys." Our drive home was noticeably quiet, each lost in his own thoughts about that day that had started so poorly but ended so superbly. I dropped off my buddies, and after the hugs and handshakes and wishes of a Merry Christmas, I drove to Mainside, where all the payphones were. I had intentionally saved $8 worth of quarters to make my phone call home. In the darkened phone booth, I dialed our home number. The operator came online and repeatedly tried to connect me, only to find that due to the heavy holiday phone traffic, all circuits were busy. Finally, a circuit came open and my mother answered. The connection was really scratchy, not unusual in those times, and we spoke to each other, professing our love and our good health and, of course, Christmas wishes. But when I asked how Gary and Darlene were, she hesitated and said, "Gary and Darlene who?" "My brother and sister, your other son and daughter," I replied, confused. It was then when the woman on the other end of the scratchy connection said, "I have no son or daughter by those names," that I had realized I had misdialed. "I'm sorry then, ma'am. I guess I dialed the wrong number, but thank you for being my mother for a few minutes." I stood there wondering where I could find an open store to get more change when my 32 quarters suddenly came flooding back into the coin return. The phone rang, and though obviously confused, I answered it. My operator was online and asked me if I got my money back. "I did, but why?" I asked. She confessed, "I know I'm not supposed to, but I stayed online to listen." "Thank you, ma'am, but it was my mistake," I said. The sympathetic operator simply replied, "Merry Christmas, Marine," and hung up. My next call went through without a hitch, and when I drove back to my barracks, I was feeling almost as good as if I'd been home. I unwrapped nothing that Christmas day, but the gifts I received then, I still have, 43 years later.
Walt Monagan is the president and CEO of the Alaska Native Justice Center.